Welcome back to Tarali Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We are up to Perek Chof Dalet. So let us begin Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Al tikane ba'anshei ra'a. Very, very good advice. Even though jealousy is a human emotion, which the Torah warns us against, King Shlomo Melech says, sometimes we look at wicked people and we feel jealous of their success. We feel jealous of their fame. We feel jealous of their renown. Why would we feel jealous of such wicked people? Al tikane ba'anshei ra'a. Do not be jealous of wicked people. Why would you be? Al tis'av lihiyosi tam. Do not desire to be with them. Ki shod yehega libam. Their heart contemplates robbery. Showed that they are bandits. Ki shod yehega libam. Their heart contemplates robbery, to be a bandit. Va'amal sifsehim tedaberna. Once again, he speaks about the power of lips. The work of their lips, they speak, meaning their lips speak evil and mischief. Bechachma yibana bias. However, do not contemplate to be like the wicked, to be with the bandits, to be with those who speak evil. Rather, what should we do? Bechachma yibana bias. A home, a house is built with wisdom. Uvetuvuna yiskonein. And it is established firmly with discernment and understanding. Pasuk dalet. Ubedas Ubedas chadarim yimalu. And with da'as, with wisdom and with intellect, the homes, the rooms in the house will be filled. Ubedas chadarim yimalu. With wisdom and intellect, the rooms of the home will be filled. Kol hon yakarvanim. By the way, I'm going to put the pasuk dalet here. All precious and pleasant wealth, the chambers will be filled. Right, so that's how Shlomo Melech begins this parak. Instead of being jealous and contemplating a desire to be with the wicked, we should use our wisdom, our chachma, our tevuna, and our da'as. Pasuk Gimel Andala refers to chachma, tevuna, bina, and da'as, to build the home, to establish the home, and to fill the rooms of the home with wisdom. I'm skipping now to Pasuk Yod. I want to talk about these three psukim. Pasuk Yod. His rapisa b'yam tzara, tzar kochecha. If you falter on a day of trouble, if you become weak on a day of trouble, your strength will be curbed. Steinzelt's Ketuvim comments, it is more important to show strength at times of trouble than when everything is running smoothly. That's certainly true. When everything is running smoothly, we can sort of press autopilot. But in difficult and challenging times, we cannot falter. We have to show great strength. His rapisa b'yom tzara, Tsar ko chech. I'm repeating Pasuk Yod. If you falter on a day of trouble, your strength will be curbed. Steinzelt's Ketuvim. I know I'm repeating it. I want to reiterate the Pasuk. It is more important to show strength at times of trouble than when everything is running smoothly. Pasuk Yod Aleph. Hatzel lekuchim lamaves. Save those who are being taken to death. Umatim lahereg im tach soch. If only you would save those likely to be killed. I'm quoting from Steinzelt's Ketuvim. You must deliver and save those people who are being taken to death. You must take any action you can to save such individuals. If only you would save those likely to be killed. Some explain this as a question. Will you, due to weakness, absolve yourself of responsibility and refrain from taking action on a day of trouble? Hatzel lekuchim lamaves, umatim lahereg im tachsoch. Pasuk Yud Beis, ki somer, lest you say, hey, lo yadanu zeh, halo tochin libos, hu yavin, v'notzer nafshecha, hu yeda. 1 second, just turning the page, sorry. Ve'heishiv la'adam kifa alo. You will not escape responsibility for failing to respond when people are being taken to death. Even if you say, behold, we did not know this. Let's say you want to say, ki somer, hey, lo yadanu. Let's say you say, well, I didn't know about this. How did I know that people were in danger? What could I have done to save them? Nevertheless, hello tochin libos, behold, the one who checks the hearts, hu yavin, he understands, v'notzer nafshecha, he is the safeguarder of your soul, hu yeda, he knows, even if such excuses convince others that you are absolved of responsibility, your claims will be ineffective before God. He knows exactly what you did and what you did not do. And furthermore, the heishuv the adam kapalo, he will pay every man back for his actions. I want to talk about these three psukim with a very, very powerful historical account that I actually just read over Shabbos. And when I was preparing this perek, it struck me as such a profound illustration of these three psukim. I'm going to repeat the psukim again now that we have translated them. Mishlei Chof Dalet Yud through Yud Beis. Hisra Pisa Biyam Tzara, tsar kochecha, hatsel le kuchim le maves, umatim la herad im tach soch, kisomer, hey lo yadanuse, hallo tochin libos, hu yavin, the notes are nafshecha, hu yeda. There is a weekly column in Mishpacha called For the Record, Mishpacha magazine, which I find enthralling and fascinating. It is written by two historians, Yehuda Geberer and Dovi Safir. Dovi Safir has won 4 Simon Rockhour Awards for excellence in Jewish journalism. Their articles are incredible and fascinating. So For the Record is a short column published in Mishpacha every week where they always refer to a historical document from 100 years ago, from more than 100 years ago, from 80 years ago, something in the history of Am Yisrael. So they are referring here to a fascinating document and handwritten letter from the son of Rav Chaim of Sons, the Divrei Chaim, Rav Shlomo Lezer Halberstam of Ratzfer, and he is asking for information about his brother and his son-in-law of Babav, who were deported immediately. Anyway, in For the Record, they always have a picture of a document and then an article on it. So I'm quoting from the article. For the Record, this was published in Mishpacha magazine, 11 Sivan 5783, May 31st, 2023. One day in 1985, author and Holocaust survivor Moshe Porat entered the Agudas Yisrael Shul on Rechav Nordau in Haifa, where he chanced upon a survivor by the name of Shia Rosenblum. This is in 1985. Reb Shia was a rare survivor of the Sonderkommando in Auschwitz-Birkenau. I'm sure, like me, you've all heard of the Sonderkommando. Sonderkommando were responsible for manning the gas chambers and crematoria. The vast majority of them did not survive. Ultimately, the Nazis killed them so that they could not go and tell of the crimes against humanity. Reb Shia was a rare survivor of the Sonderkommando in Auschwitz-Birkenau, the Shia Rosenblum. Members of the Sonderkommando likely had the worst job in human history. Forced by the SS to oversee the actual process of mass murder, these unfortunate souls led the victims through the undressing room into the gas chambers and then burned them in the crematorium ovens. Reb Shia shouldered the burden of sharing the story of the great destruction of Jewish history in Europe, a mandate he received from one of the greatest tzaddikim murdered at the gas chambers in Auschwitz-Birkenau, Rav Shulam Lezer Halberstam of Ratzfurt. Rav Shulam Lezer Halberstam of Ratzfurt was one of the younger sons of Rav Chaim Halberstam, the Divrei Chaim of Sons. Rav Shulam Lezer settled in the town of Ratzfurt, where he attracted a large following among Sons Hasidim in Hungary. Ratzfurt came to be known as the Sons of Hungary. It was a rare schus for the people to have a son of the Divrei Chaim of Sons in town. When the war broke out, Rav Shulam Lezerla announced his community. They were no longer to pray for themselves. This was a time of crisis for Am Yisrael. The prayer should be focused on the salvation of the collective. On one occasion during the war years, he beseeched Hashem at the cave of Isaac Taub of Kaliv, and he said, "Du ret dem Sanzer Rav's kind." Here speaks the son of the Sons of Rav. Kal Yisrael darf herbena Yeshua. Am Yisrael needs a salvation. He remarked that this was the worst time to be a Rebbe, as the Rebbe's role is to help his followers. And he, Rav Shulam Lezerla, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sons, was unable to do so. With the Nazi invasion of Hungary in March 1944, he, along with his family and his followers, were deported to the ghetto in the nearby town of Nyírgyháza, in Hungary, where his beard was shorn, and he led his father's Yahrzeit Tisch for the last time. Between May 5th and July 9th, 1944, over 430,000 Hungarian Jews were deported to Auschwitz-Birkenau. The overwhelming majority were gassed upon arrival. Amongst those sent to the gas chambers upon arrival in Auschwitz was the 82-year-old Rav Shulam Lezerla of Ratzfurt. On that fateful day in 1985, when author and Holocaust survivor Moshe Porat met Rav Shia Rosenblum, a rare survivor of the Sonderkommando, Rav Shia Rosenblum described the following poignant encounter. Quote, "I will never forget this day for as long as I live. It was during the summer of 1944, during the great deportation of Hungarian Jews to the Auschwitz crematorium. Due to the incessant arrival of transport, the SS would violently hurry along the hapless Jewish victims with shoutings, beatings, and dogs, leading them to death. One day I was approached by an elderly man who asked me where I was from. When I told him I was from Krakow, the Krakow area, this elderly man responded to me, "My brother, Rav Shaila Chekhover, is from Krakow." With a shudder, said Shia Rosenblum, I realized this elderly man standing before me at the entrance to the gas chambers was none other than the famed of Shulam Lazar of Ratzfurt, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sons. I immediately told him these were his last moments of life. There's no time to lose. He should recite Vidui and do it quickly. I assisted him in donning his tzitzis. He recited Vidui with great fervor. Upon finishing, he grabbed my two hands, and with great emotion and a netherworld quality, he said to me, Shia Rosenblum, you, my child, will merit to survive. You will remain alive. This is my request to you. Please remember and tell the entire world what the cursed Rishayim did to us. Tell the world. A few seconds passed. The doors to the gas chambers were sealed. Shortly afterward, we could hear the screams from inside. And I still heard his plea, the plea of the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sons. Tell the world, you will merit to survive, my child. You will remain alive. Remember, Zachor, tell the world what these cursed Rishayim did to us. And I continue to relate the story of the victims, Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, until this very day. Hashem Yun Kom Damam. I just read this actually on Shabbos. And then when I sat down to prepare this parak and I came to these three psukim, I was extremely moved and inspired. Listen to, look how timeless Torah is. Nevua shehu tzuchu ledoros nichtava v'she'eno hu tzuchu ledoros eino nichtava. Look how timeless Torah is. What does King Shlomo HaMelech tell us here in Mishlei? Pasuk Yud. Hisra pisa b'yom tzara tzar kochecha. If you falter on a day of trouble, your strength will be curbed. Steinzelt k'tuvim. It is more important to show strength at times of trouble than when everything is running smoothly. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hatzel l'kuchim l'mavas. I couldn't believe it. Like, I almost read this on Shabbos. I'm recording this on Monday. And I sat down to prepare this pasuk, this parak, and I'm going through the pasukim in the Lashon HaKodesh with the translation when I need it. And the words cry out to us, the ancient words of Tanakh, Hatzel l'kuchim l'mavas, save those who are being taken to death. Umatim lahereg im tachsoch. If only you would save those likely to be killed. And sometimes we cannot actually, Rechman Atzam, we should never be in such a matzav. A person cannot actually save those being taken to be killed, but he can remember those taken to be killed. He can remember their last request. He can tell the generations of those who were taken to be killed. Kisomar, do not say, says King Shlomo, hey, lo yadanu zeh, what can I do? I didn't know. I can't save them. I can't speak about it. Halo tochin libos hu yavin, the one who checks and understands the hearts, he understands. The notes are nafshecha hu yodea, the one who safeguards your soul, he knows. He will repay each man in accordance with his actions. I myself am a granddaughter of four Holocaust survivors. I'm sure that many listeners come from Holocaust survivors. While we could not, and the Sonderkommando could not, save those being taken to death, he certainly lived up to the mandate of Rav Shulam Lazarle, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sons. Tell the world, you will survive. I will not survive, but you must tell the world. We must save those who are being taken to death. We must not be silent. We must not say, oh, what did I know? What could I have done? God knows. God understands. The one who saves your soul and who fashioned your soul will pay back for your actions, whether for good or for bad. Not only must we remember the Kedosha Europa, save those who were taken to death. Certainly, when we look at Achinu B'nai Yisrael, just a couple of days ago, we spoke about last week's victims in Eretz Yisrael. We can save their memories. We can save their legacy. We can speak, we can know, and we can tell our children. And we cannot say, says King Shlomo, hey, lo yadanu zeh, I did not know. Make it our business to know, our business to remember. Zachor es asher asadecha amalik b'derech b'tzeischem v'mitzrayim, Devarim 25:17. The Torah feels it's important enough to make it a positive mitzvah asik. You must tell and you must remember. The great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, memory is my story. History is his story. While there is no word for history in Tanakh, the word memory, zachar, in one form or another, occurs no less than 167 times in Tanakh. 167 times in Tanakh, because the Jewish mandate is make history into my story, zachar. I do want to point out that in this parak as well is the very, very famous pasuk. I wanted to speak about it as well with commentary, but I didn't have time. I want to quote a different source for you. Perek tes, pasuk tes zayin in this perek. Kishava yipot tzadik v'kamer v'shoyim mikashu b'ra'a. The righteous fall seven times and arise, and the wicked stumble in their iniquity. Ben falei v'cha al tismach. When your enemy falls, do not rejoice. U'bekashlo al yalga libecha. When he trips, do not let your heart exult. Pen yira Hashem v'ra beinav. Lest God see and it be bad in his eyes. V'heishuv me'alav apo. When God sees you rejoicing for the fall of your enemy, perhaps it will be bad in his eyes that you rejoice over the fall of another human being, and he will turn away from your enemy his wrath. Very, very famous psukim as well. Another set of three famous psukim in this parak. I just want to comment quickly. Kishava yipot tzadik v'kam rishayim mikashu bira'a. Very, very quick. In the Sefer Faith Over Fear by Rabbi Yehuda Kilson, adapted from Haravi Chil Yitzchak Peres Vadim and Sefer Madrigas Adam from the Altar of Kelm, a very interesting interpretation in Kishava yipot tzadik v'kam rishayim mikashu bira'a. The pasuk describes the tzadik as falling, as opposed to the evildoer who is tripped. When the tzaddik falls, he does not cast his gaze about, seeking to blame his falling on a stumbling block. In his mind, the tzaddik understands he fell. He accepts the blame. He understands a natural part of learning to walk is to fall. A natural part of avodas Hashem and being a better Jew is falling. But he gets up. The tzaddik, that's the tzaddik. The rasha, on the other hand, yikash l'bara. He didn't fall. He tripped. He blames it on others. He blames it on Torah. He blames it on the world. He blames it on his neighbors. He blames it on his family. The tzaddik understands that he fell and it's his achrayus to get back up. The rasha trips, stumbles in his iniquity. Someone put a stumbling block before me. Someone caused me to trip. Circumstances are too hard. The Torah is demanding. The Torah is too demanding. Circumstances are too hard. I don't have to change anything, says the rasha. The world or the Torah, my neighbors, my family must conform to my needs and my abilities. After all, he made up his mind 3 minutes ago he would no longer speak Lashon Hara. He stumbled so quickly, it must be something external to him. A michshol caused him to fall. Someone else is at fault. Very, very powerful interpretation of this pasuk from the Altar of Kelm. Ki sheva yipot tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls, he accepts responsibility. He knows the fall is his fault. Rasha blames someone else and says it's their fault. I stumbled, I tripped. Thank you all. The end of the parak, by the way, speaks about the midah of laziness, which I also wanted to speak about, but clearly there's no time. It speaks about the midah meguna, the despicable trait of laziness. Thank you for learning with me. Dvarim hayotzi min alev nichnasim el alev. I wish you all a wonderful day, and we'll continue our learning tomorrow. Be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you. Kol tov to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui nishmat and le'zeicher nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.